Sunday, ouais, je suis fou. Je vais voir un sport.
Last time, we spoke about, oh wait, it's in China actually, last time we spoke about the question of someone who was fleischig, and by mistake made a broch, a shaker, and the other boy, a cup of coffee, with milk in obviously. No milk is no problem. Obviously there's milk inside there, or a yogurt, a piece of chocolate, anything which is, what do you call it, has got milk in. So what do you do now with the broch? So we spoke about last time from Shulchan Aruch, that make our din, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, let's just find what the Shulchan Aruch says, that the Mechaber says that one has to wait, well it's a Gemara actually, one waits between Suda to Suda. So the Mechaber says that means that's 6 hours, a 6 hour gap. Normally you have lunch and supper, you have 6 hours in between, so you have to wait 6 hours. The Ramah then brings the Ramah, who says, really, me'ekav din, you can make a broch achroina. And then finish off that meal, once you finish off the first meal. However, he says, the minhag posh is to wait an hour. The Ramah says, wait 6 hours. Sorry, Moshi?
So
the Ramah says, the Ma'aseh says, the Medak can wait 6 hours. But me'ekav din, the Ramah's make it for an hour. So we said last time, what's the chilek between, why did it wait 6 hours to go to the Mechaber, let's say, between meat and milk? So we brought the Rashi and the Rambam. We said the Rashi holds the reason because it's got the tan. The taste stays in your mouth for a long time. Meat, it causes a taste in your throat. And the Rambam learns it gets stuck between your teeth. Whatever it is, the Rashi has to wait 6 hours between meat and milk, according to the Mechaber. We've still got enough good minutes. So we said the Maisa, while it's now, someone by mistake, he made a brocha shahakra b'moro after his fleshly meal. So he said that many achronim hold that if an hour has passed and you've got shittas ramah, where the ramah says that make I did 1 hour is okay, then you should sample a bit of the food. And we said for the last time from Chankineski, someone asked Chankineski said to myself, well, you made a nedek, you know, not to have milk for 6 hours, so you shouldn't do anything, you should leave it to sip or shake for a machasayama. But it seems the general consensus of poskim seems to be that after an hour one should sip a little bit of that coffee. We said, of course, it's much better if you had in front of you other drinks as well, and you had in mind the other drinks. Or even if they weren't in front of you, but you had das clearly on other drinks, that was your kavana, then you could take another food item, make the shakar and have the other food item. Yeah, so you could do that. In a case where any person has a cup of coffee in front of him, his dad was on the coffee. So in such a case like that, if it's past an hour, many achronim say one can have a little sip, or a bit of chocolate, one can have a little bit of chocolate, but just that, I don't want you to have any more, obviously. I should finish off, I should wait the time as a thing. Less than an hour is very dodgy. Less than an hour, on my side, I couldn't find anyone who was mako. And even after an hour, it could be you have to wash your mouth, and your mouth has to be cleaned. There's no dirt inside from the thing of meat inside there at all. Okay, that was what we spoke about last time. Then, today, this is very interesting about what broch you make on water. So, not much of a shali, is that what you do? What broch do you make on water? You drink water?
No.
That was the question. So, here's interesting Shulchan Aruch. Actually, I can't believe what a big idiot it is, this thing about water. I mean,
what is this apple?
Oh, my Shemeko, yes. So here, by Loch and Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Pei. Sit down, sit down. That's a mistake, Reish. Reish Dalas, Suzanne. Hashoy is the mind this morning. Someone who drinks water because he's thirsty. Mavar shahaka. He makes a brocha shahaka and he would worry. But the achrov brewing the fosha shabbos. Afterwards, when he's finished, he has to review it, obviously, within the amount of time that he needs. Then he makes brewing the fosha shabbos. But, says the machava, avo, em chanokta omsa, if he was got choked, he was choking, he swallowed something, like a bone got stuck in his throat. Vashosa mayam nahavah omsa, he drank water to get rid of this. It doesn't make a bracha before an afterwards. Now, let's just explain something. Many achrayim explain that a normal food does two things. It's got very often two qualities. One is it tastes nice. It's got a nice taste. And the other one is that it's nutritious to the actual system. The body actually gains nutrition from it. Water actually does not have that. Water's got a pleasant, it's not pleasant. The taste is not mummish, it's not pleasant, it's not a sweet, pleasant taste. And also, I don't know why, but it seems nutritionally, I can't sell that.
It's water,
it is.
Water is nutritious.
I'm not sure what it means. It's good for the system, clear out the system, but it's not doing it with the stomach. It's good, it clears out the system, maybe. Possibly, that's not called really.
The body needs water, otherwise you get dehydrated. Okay? The doctors always complain when we don't drink enough water.
But watch that, to water the body, but that's not nutritionally for the stomach.
It's for the body.
So that, I don't know if that's correct. Here, it's an interesting point, actually, because you can see if someone drinks just for this purpose, you don't make a brocha.
They have fluids in the body.
They have fluids in the body. You can see, actually, you don't make a brocha now.
You
don't make a brocha now, actually. Someone's drinking for that purpose. Looks like it's a positive benefit.
Have a no as well. Yeah.
What?
You usually have a no as well.
Right, so very often, someone's thirsty, that's what it says there. If someone's thirsty and he's drinking for thirst, that's a different point. Then a person will make sure there's a lot of grey area between what you're doing exactly, yeah? So it's not clear how to say it. I mean, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah says, Nira lav dakun somer mamish. It doesn't mean mamish or thirsty. And if a stomach, kol shachek nen in my mind, if the palate enjoys the water, that is a sign that really he's thirsty. And that's good enough. So any time that a person's a bit thirsty for water and he has that, then that is okay to make a bracha on. But if you've got a zaitic reason why I have the water, so I wrote down over here, for example, let's say you want to swallow medicine.
You take a tablet
in the bottle. So the only way to drop the tablet down is to take water with it. He's not thirsty at all. Well, once I was talking about it, it was somewhere, and in the middle of davening, the middle of Chazal, so Shatz, the chazan had a sip of water.
Mouth is dry.
Yes, I said to him, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not 100% sure it's such a problem. First of all, maybe made a bracha before, I don't know if he would have a bracha. Even in the afternoon, does he need a bracha? We're going to come to that later. Someone's dried out, someone's given a drosha, for example, and he gets dried out, someone gives a shear and he's dried out, and you drink that water there, does one have to make shakos to a bracha? Now, you're thirsty, your lips are dry, but you're not actually thirsty. It's a very interesting question, actually. We'll see the Shara Brocha speaks about this, actually, yeah? But generally speaking, when a person's drinking, not for the purpose of thirst, so what I'm saying is drinking, for example, to swallow a tablet, yeah? Or, let's say, for example, the doctor tells you you've got to increase fluids in your body. Or a person's on a diet, for example, and he was advised that if you want to stop eating so much, the best thing to do is fill your body out of water. You won't be happy. So he's not drinking the water because he's thirsty. He's doing it for a zaitic reason. In that case there, passing to make shako. But if you're enjoying the drink of water, then that's a different story. We're saying very often it could be that you're having a water not for that purpose. This looks like a bit of a machlokes over here, because I was looking about what happens if someone wants to have, before tarnis, for example, he wants to have extra fluid in his body.
So
he won't be thirsty. That's a very interesting case, actually, because now he's not thirsty. But he's doing it to stop himself becoming thirsty later. So this looks like some machlokes, because many possible take you do not make a bracha of this, actually. For instance, I don't really with me. But others say you do. It's funny, interesting. Some say you do. I think the general consensus of possible, as far as I can see, was you don't. That means if you're not thirsty now, even though you're doing it to stop yourself being thirsty later.
So if you drink Rabina then?
No, so that's a different shadow of the position. Whenever you drink any sweet drink, so the Pape enjoys it, that is a different ballgame completely. And then, even the nicer, you're not thirsty now, you still make a bracha. It's only water that's got this question mark over it, that it's neutral, it's got no pleasant taste in itself, Ashes, but it's only there, and you're not having it for beneficial purposes in the stomach, so it's only if you have it for thirst that becomes upgraded to shako. Otherwise, there's no shako.
Well, you said before, if you're taking tablets, you enjoy it.
Enjoy? Well, the tablet or the drink?
I wasn't looking to have a drink now, but I need to take a tablet.
Yeah.
So I have some water. Actually, whilst I'm drinking, I appreciate the.
Yeah, that's a good question. So that positive water state. That's
a certain level of enjoyment out of it.
Yes, yeah, so positive state as well.
How do you know where that.
Are you enjoying the drink of water as a thirst?
A
I mean, would you have this water if you're not taking the tablet?
I appreciate you drink more than you need.
Are you drinking water? If you wouldn't have the tablet, would you drink the water?
No.
No, so they're not. The apostles
are right. If you enjoy it.
Enjoying something, that's like, well, enjoying it. Are you thirsty? A person, I don't know if that's a criteria whether you enjoy it. It has to be that the palate, enjoy the palate, it's a benefit from it, or it's nutritional for the body.
Palate what?
The palate enjoys it, it's a sweet taste, or if you're thirsty, that makes you like sweet. It's generally the rule is, I'm not a man. So either the palate enjoys it, and the apostle said that.
Last night I woke up, my throat was dry, and I wasn't thirsty, but I just had a bit of water.
Right, so that's a very interesting question. I'll come to that. That's the same person as the person who's giving you a shit and he tries out.
I wasn't thirsty, but I didn't.
Yeah. So I'm saying, really, what you could have done in that case there was just put the water in your mouth and spit the water out.
I don't try.
Where? Down your throat?
I don't know.
So it was too late at night when you woke up. So you have to think to yourself what you're doing. Cool. If it's because you're dry,
I wasn't sure when I should make a brush or not.
That's a good question. So that's the shy one, actually.
It was cold in my room. I felt dry. I wanted a bit of water. So was I thirsty? No.
Right, so let's come to this case. Let's look at this case now. Let's have a look at what it says.
You enjoyed the water, yeah.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
What do you mean enjoyed it?
That's again, drink more than you actually would have needed.
That's also a good question. Right, let's just find this first of all here. What's the man? So at the bottom over here, he says over here, this dies. I am Piskaloch Peret Dalish. He's stubborn. Honor my Jewish rabbi. Someone who dashes in public, will mark his yubash begroino, and he feels dry in his throat. So you weren't dashing, obviously when you dream you were dashing, but the man said you were thirsty, stomach, so it was dry, yeah?
I wasn't thirsty.
Oh, okay, well, his lotion is, will mark his yubash, sorry, mark his yubash begroino, he feels dry in his throat. Is that you?
Yeah.
The shoysema mind, they love tingling, he's drinking water to wet it, to make it not so dry, so the pisca locha is masuka. In this case over there, the Pische Halacha is super in such a case when you make a bracha. Is that called enough of a reason to make a bracha? He's not sure. Here at the bottom, the Shah Bracha says over here, he says, I can't see what the Shah is, at the end of the day, he's gaining from his drink, and he can't see why he shouldn't make a bracha. I'm saying it's not so posh in this case. The Shah Bracha says he should.
So,
Shah Bracha and he says you should. So the Pisca Halacha has got a suffix. So
what
do you
mean by gaining? It's beneficial.
Well, it's always beneficial. It's got rid of the dryness.
So ever drinking water is always beneficial.
No. Take someone on a diet, for example, the marshal. He's not drinking water because he enjoys it. He's having without water.
Yeah,
he's doing it. Or someone's got a pill to take. It's not a lot of water. That's not beneficial. There's no beneficial here. Here, there's a benefit because you're dry. That's a much better case. So really, Levisa, you know, in such a case there, it could be much better. So here is the sopik, what to do. So the Pisca Halacha is masupik, but someone's giving the sheets dry. Well, it's your case. Someone wakes up in the night, he's dried out, he needs to turn the drink.
But you have to take the pill because it's beneficial. How do you take the pill? You can't swallow, you have to take the water. So the water is massive and beneficial for you.
Beneficial means you can, but it has to be positive benefit. It has to be a positive and more of the water. If you didn't say, I much prefer not to have this water, I wouldn't need it really, if I could develop, then it's not. Someone's thirsty and needs the water, then yeah, come on. So this case over here, we asked him, Abdul, it's like a shayla, it's a matter of apostle, what to do? In such a case, where someone's dried out, what to do? So I said, Pisca Halacha Masupa, he wants to tie it, the same way, the Shara Bracha, he can't stand what Shara, he thinks, and therefore he says he can't see why he can't make a bracha.
So one should.
That's what I think it's a sopik still. The Pisca Halacha is a sopik. Say, he's a sopik. The Pisca Halacha is a sopik whether you make a bracha in this case.
So
you can't make a bracha.
No.
And he, the what do you call it, Shah Bracha says you can't. It's a very grey area. It's not clear. And here's one in the issue. He also mentions this child as well. Let's see if I find it.
That's not why you drank it.
Is it beneficial, that water drinking?
No. It helps you get the cold down.
I understand. I understand. That's what I'm trying
to say. I'm not sure. I don't know what it means. I'm someone help me out with a lotion over here. I'm not sure what it
means.
But Maratza, Shemarkish Yubash prepare. His mom's head's off. Speak up. So this mom's okay as well. But Maratza, Shemarkish Yubash prepare, his mom's head's off. The shirt, because that's why I'm not here with he's not drinking, he's thirsty. He's drinking to get rid of the dryness. So I would say, really, in your case, well, you should not make a broch, personally. Should not. Because you're drinking. What?
It's sort of folk.
I can't remember the story properly. I came once in Shiva for somewhere, and someone told me he was an MH and Robert Falk. I think you were made without Rocha. It makes more sense without Rocha.
I don't know if you made it.
I think you made it, Rocha, but that's the thing. I don't want to say the story because I don't know what the story was. I can't remember the story. I remember I phoned him up to ask him about it.
How long did it
take? I don't remember the whole thing. I don't remember the story was. But I'm saying many poskim say the Chayyim Lam Tov, you're not drinking the thirst, you're drinking it just giving the dryness. That's not enough to make a shakar. I'm going to say, yes, depends who you follow. It's too studied.
How does one know what the right thing to do is?
So the best is, if your mum is stuffy, the best is to put a bit of blackcurrant juice next to your bed.
Sure.
If you've got blackcurrant, you've got any drink with a taste to it, you've got no shakar. That gets you out of this problem at all. That's the mum is no shakar at all. A person takes a drink, which is the wise thing, it's got a taste to it. He's even though he's not thirsty at all. You're drinking.
If someone drinks blackcurrant ribena and takes pills, it should make a rocker?
Yeah, I'm saying. That's right, that's a point. Someone is drinking and taking a tablet and he's drinking blackcurrant juice with the tablet, you have to make a rocker on a tablet. You're not making a broch on a tablet. So you have to make a broch on something. So I think there's possibly you make a broch on the blackcurrant juice.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I have no interest in bringing this blackcurrant.
That's what makes a difference. Food, it makes no difference. Someone's got in front of him schnitzel, he's not interested in eating schnitzel, but a mice is eating it, but it's not besides a gasa. But he's not interested. Still, any food item which has got a nice taste.
What about sparkling water?
I'll come to sparkling water. Yeah, so the mice, that is the Agdora by water. Then let's talk about this case over here. Sparkling water. Let me see if I can find it. I remember someone spoke about this here. I wrote it down.
Do you want to
I can't remember where I saw it. I think you make on sparkling. Because the palate enjoys it. I think the thought was on sparkling water you make a brocha because the palate enjoys the sparkle. So it's like you're enjoying it, that's the hanos and palate. Let me just see that. I can't remember where I saw it. Someone says it definitely. But, I must tell you though, that means that spring water and mineral water, which is more water, it's more refined, you may no broch on if you're not having for thirsty. Again, sparkling water, where the mice and the palate enjoy, let me see if I can find who speaks about sparkling. I definitely wrote it down here. It was the same bro in the Hilchot, yeah, he writes it, I remember that was. He was talking about the Hilchot, Pisgah Aloch, he brings down that since the palate enjoys it, he's talking about diet soda, since the worst of the worst, diet soda. So the advisor, since the palate enjoys that sparkle, so you can make a broch on it. Interesting. So again, normal water has to be your thirsty. That's the line. I must say, he's asked an interesting question, Chai, before we have to finish off with a very interesting point, and that is someone's Moira. That very often a person might start off a drink, shakar and gorek, because he's thirsty. So he makes shakar and gorek, it's quite a fact to make shakar and gorek. He finishes the drink and he wants to make bone and foshes. Can he make bone and foshes?
Why not?
A person had a reveres of water. He measured
it. How he has it.
A reveres of water. He drank it within the right time. Right. He drank a reveres of water.
And he enjoyed it.
He was thirsty. He drank the water. Shaking the water. Now he's got a shine. He shouldn't make more than the fossils. What?
If you have it in
six,
you don't make it.
No, he didn't have shit. He drank the whole thing. What's the shayla? The positive thing about raising shayla, very interesting shayla, is that very often Your thirst is quenched after, let's say, half a ruvius. So now you've not had a ruvius of water when you were thirsty.
You're taking too far.
Why? Well, I'm talking about let's say someone's taking a pill, and he takes a half a litre of water and he drinks it with a pill. Do you make a bone of fascias?
How do you know when you...
I'm not asking. Do you make a bone of fascias? He has half a litre of water with his tablet. Mice, you don't make bone of fascias because it's not necessary. It's not for thirst. Here, you've got a range of point, and this probably happens quite a few times, actually. A person might start drinking, and he drinks the first part because he's thirsty, but then it could be, who says the whole reveal will be thirsty?
You've only drunk a half a reveal, so your thirst is gone completely.
Oh, you have to know. So it depends how thirsty you are. It could be, depends how thirsty you are.
A half a reveal will not quench your thirst.
Could be. You have to know. So, in the mice,
not so much to quench your thirst.
If you're really thirsty. If you're very, that's true. You're very, very thirsty, you're right. No, it's not very much. What do you call it?
I'll see
the
half a
reveal for 20 times. Let's just see, I can't remember who it was. It was a Gorn, I think, actually. Oh, the inner mission, anyway, my mind is Shia, he's not thirsty anymore. So the Gorn wrote, you don't make a bracha for English. Okay, you're right, that's another case. It's not a very common case. We'll have simpler show next time, but it's an ancient case. Yeah? Alright. How many? Where's the answer?
Well, see, normally you drink sparkling water, eventually you get a grip. That's good for the system. So, yeah,
I don't know.
Are you
right? Are you right?